the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the long battle over Governor Murphy's policies on transgender students in New Jersey's schools continues with a state appeals court hearing arguments from the state and four school districts sued by Murphy's attorney general. Murphy tried to ban districts from telling parents if a student changed gender identity in school. The districts all implemented policies that require parents be told. The districts argue parental rights are paramount, and the policies do not violate anti-discrimination laws. The Murphy administration says they do. Don't mind the pun, but Philadelphia is back on track. The threat of more than 4,500 striking SEPTA workers proved too much for the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. The push, says TWU Local 234 President Brian Pollitt, paid off.
I could have called a strike on November 7th, but I chose not to.
The bus drivers, subway, and trolley workers had been without a contract for months, calling for wage and pension increases as well as safety measures such as bulletproof enclosures for bus drivers. Now a tentative one-year agreement must be ratified. Businesses in Patterson are complaining about an increase in rats since the city reduced its frequency of trash collection. Business owners tell NBC4 that piles of trash are sitting longer, and as a result, there's more rats. Earlier this year, Patterson went from picking up trash 6 days a week to just two in the downtown area. Patterson officials say they don't feel there is a rat problem and are asking residents and business owners to go to City Hall if they have a problem. Children who experience abuse, neglect, or violence are more likely to commit violent crimes later in life, says John Paul Simon, clinical director at CarePlus NJ. Not only is a child's mental health affected while in a crisis state, but their physical health is in jeopardy too.
Because of being in an abusive relationship or a violent environment, their immune system gets affected, their fight or flight response sort of gets skewed over to consistently being anxious, consistently being on guard.
Simon says parents should talk to their child's school and find out what types of social and emotional learning campaigns they're doing and what level of support their child is receiving. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Is the talk of snowflakes real? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather for the northern third of New Jersey, north of about Interstate 78. It's going to stay pretty wet, damp, dreary this afternoon as light rain lingers. From Interstate 78 down to about Burlington and Ocean counties, a couple showers possible, but it's not an all-day thing. Southern New Jersey might actually see some peaks of sun as we go through this afternoon. All around, it's staying breezy and cool with temperatures stuck in the 40s. Tonight, there is a continuing chance of showers, and in northwestern New Jersey, rain will likely mix or change to snow. And lows will fall into the mid-30s on average. Tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day. We'll see one final push of rain and snow showers in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperatures tomorrow only in the lower 40s will clear out and slowly warm up this weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now in Berkeley Heights, it's 46. Manalapan, it's 47. Salem, it's 46. Weather brought to you by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.